Next, we're going to hear the next part of our ongoing series, The Struggle to Stay. For the past few months, we've met four West Virginians who are struggling to find a way to earn a living and debating if the struggle is worth staying in Appalachia. Most recently, we've been hearing the story of Crystal Snyder, a mother of two who's returning to college and working a new job with a program called Refresh Appalachia, which is helping her learn how to farm. Roxy Todd has been spending the past year and a half following Crystal and helping her document her story.
About 3,000 squash plants were grown from seed by Crystal and her coworkers in the summer of 2016. They planted in mid-July, a bit late to start growing squash. Crystal's employer, Refresh Appalachia, had just gotten word that a regional project to sell squash throughout the East Coast was a go, and so they had to plant fast and hope that things worked out. What could go wrong? Well, I caught up with Crystal in a muddy field one August morning last summer while she planted seeds. She was covered up to her knees in mud. It had been raining and the ground was sopping wet.
So it's basically 3 acres of three different varieties of squash, butternut, acorn, and spaghetti. So we've been fighting the weather and getting the ground broke. I just think it's beautiful. I like the rows, the patterns seem to be pleasing to the eye, and there are hills all around, beautiful trees, old barns.
And when people are listening, they can hear another sound.
Yes. That's Interstate 64, about 50 yards from us right now.
She tries not to let the sounds of traffic bother her. We're in Milton, about 15 minutes away from Huntington, the nearest big city. She dreams of one day owning her own small farm, and she says this program makes that goal feel possible.
I'm most pumped about learning, getting my hands in the dirt. We've been learning a lot about how things work on a farm, but actually being out here, you know, with our hands in the soil, that feels really good. I'm excited to see what we can produce here, you know, like our efforts, what, you know, we're gonna have tons and tons of squash. So that's exciting.
The plan for all this squash is to ship it to a group in Virginia called Appalachian Sustainable Development, a regional food hub that distributes food from Maryland to Atlanta. Crystal's boss, Ben Gilmer, is helping to sow the seeds. He explains to Crystal his vision is to branch out into bigger markets.
The main reason for us is we see that for folks like you is like a major potential market when you're running your own enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
So how we start to really like get our system down before that. So that's like the long-term vision. We're gonna be so tired of squash by the end of this year.
After spending 4 hours in the mud and rain, it's time to shift gears and head off to college. There isn't time for lunch today, and there isn't time to change clothes. So she cleans up the best she can and changes out of her mud boots.
All right, next we are gonna go to Mount West Community and Technical College, and I'm gonna go to the tutoring lab and submit an essay that was due last week and start a rough draft for another one. We're gonna go there a little bit early before my class starts at 1 and hopefully get that finished. Okay, we're here at Mount West, where I go to school. This is my first semester. It's a summer semester, so it was 5 weeks, 4 days a week, 2 hours a day. Pretty intense, but it was fun. It's been fun. It's a writing written communication English class, so I'm digging it. I go muddy like usually to class. Like, I'm kind of proud, like, yeah, I'm a farmer, you know. Like, I just, this class was in the middle of the day, but it was, I sort of just took what they gave me. Next semester I'll be more choosy, but 1 o'clock is not the most ideal time to go to class, so I go stinky and muddy, but that's all right.
Crystal isn't quite sure which assignment is due today, or if she'll get a reprieve for turning her previous assignment in a day late. She asks her friend and classmate, Lee, if she knows what's up.
Let me ask you real quick, the first essay, let's see, the one about
music.
Yeah, is due today, right?
Well,
before class, or last night?
I mean,
past due, but didn't she say yesterday?
I think it was yesterday, or maybe today, I don't know.
I think she said, I was confused if she was talking about the persuasive or the...
Well, I know we're supposed to have a rough draft for persuasive today. Which
she goes into the computer lab and begins typing. She already handwrote most of the essay at home. Crystal submits her music essay and then heads to class. She grabs her seat and takes notes on a computer while the lecture begins.
Remember that persuasion worksheet I gave you? Even though that was for the persuasive paper, that's a model you can follow for essentially just about every academic essay.
This is Crystal's English teacher, assistant professor Katie Hopkins.
Some kind of an argument. Okay, and when we say argument, we don't necessarily mean super persuasive like we did with this one. You're not necessarily trying to convince people.
After class, Crystal is a bit anxious. The next assignment is due in a couple of days, and she hasn't started on it yet.
And I'm sort of feeling the pressure of procrastinating and not having internet at the house to do the research. But I'm confident that I'll get it done. I will get it done.
She did turn that paper in on time. A few days later, Crystal was up late finishing her final paper.
7, 8. It's due in 5 hours, and I'm embarrassed to say how much I have on this document. But I'm gonna do it. So the subject is mushroom farming. Farming is not just a rapidly growing agribusiness. It is also a vital component in human health and the restoration, replenishment. It's a really important subject, and I want to make sure I get it right. And it's going to be good. I just avoided it for too long. 5 weeks, man. 5 weeks goes by fast. And it was a good experience, but I've got to get this done. I've got to get this out of the way so I can, like, just breathe. So, I don't know. I just need to do it, I guess. And stop thinking about it. All right, peace out.
Crystal ends up getting a C in this English class. Not what she had hoped, but she's happy she passed the class and made it through her first semester. But things get stressful pretty quickly, about 2 weeks after the semester ends.
I'm not sleeping, and I'm having, like, chest pain, and it's just so much f***ing pressure.
A lot can happen in a couple of weeks. We'll hear about it next time. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Roxy Todd in Cabell County, West Virginia.
We'll hear the next installment of Crystal's story next week here on Inside Appalachia. Until next week, thanks for joining me as we journey throughout Appalachia.